Look at Ephesians 4:16. From whom the whole body. How much of the body? How much of it? If I say I ate the whole pie, you'd know what that meant, wouldn't you? I ate all of it. You know I'm capable. I shouldn't, but I'm capable. The whole body, fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Making increase of the body. Making what? Increase. Making increase of the body. The word in the spirit makes increase of the body, and it says God's people find their part and move in the spirit, doing their part, connected to the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we begin to grow. It's as we know him, as we function with him, as we cooperate with him, we begin to grow. Now, I don't know about you. I just know me. I like an organized house. And I don't like to go to bed with footprints in the carpet. Does that bother you? No. And so sometimes at 11 o'clock before I go to bed, I vacuum. I can't deal with that. Get up in the morning, the carpet's got footprints in it. If that doesn't bother you, that's okay with me, but bothers me. So the other night, Wayne's in bed. He's all covered up. And I vacuumed all the way around him. He never even knew. He had me solely tuned out. He doesn't even hear the vacuum cleaner. That's amazing, isn't it? And I vacuumed, just within inches of him. He never even knew I was there. Sometimes God comes that close to us and we live our own life. We're doing our own thing. We have a job. We have a household. We have children. We have neighbors. We have mama to take care of. And we don't hear the footprints of God. We don't hear the noise that he makes trying to get our attention. It says God gets our attention as we say, yes, Lord, yes. To his will and to his way, we say, yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. As the Spirit speaks to me, you know, you have to hear the Spirit, you have to hear the Word. And then you have to commit yourself. And sometimes we say yes, we sing yes, Lord, yes, but in truth, we're going to judge whether or not it's real convenient, and we're only going to do it if it's sort of convenient. We say, I say yes, Lord, yes. If it's convenient, I obey. I say yes, Lord, yes, if I want to have your way. And we're not really fully committed to do our part. And sometimes we decide to do our part and then we don't show up. You know, the strongest ministry of the church, the first ministry that everybody has to function is ministry to show up. You know, we could do a lot if everybody would show up. I know if you have a church with a large number of nursery workers, they always have a good number that don't show up. If they have a Sunday when everybody's in place, that's awesome that everybody came, or that those who actually were sick and couldn't come called in. It's a wonderful thing. Got to show up. We've got to find our part. We've got to do our part. We've got to work with heaven. We've got to cooperate with the Spirit. We've got to hold hands together. We've got to hear the footprints of the Master. We've got to say yes, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. The other day I felt to go to a meeting. I tell you the truth, didn't really want to go. I've been teaching on Wednesday night in Colossians, as you've been hearing Colossians here. I'm just falling in love with Colossians. Wonderful, wonderful book. I hope you don't miss the rest of it. And I felt to go to a meeting. It was a Thursday, and I was really too tired. I tried to talk myself out of it. I said, oh, no. I worked yesterday. I was in the office Monday and Tuesday writing the end-of-the-year letters. We write letters at the end of every year, say thank you for the opportunity to minister to your people. Have a good number of those to write, each one written individually. So I had done that. We had written our end-of-the-year letters to those people who support us financially, and I had worked really hard, and then I'd studied Colossians for 2 days, and I thought, I'm taking a day off. You can forget it. I'm taking the day off. I'm tired. But in the inside, see, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. If I'm not too tired, I'll go. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. If I'm not too tired, I'll flow. When the Spirit speaks to me, if I'm inclined, I'll there be. And that's the way we live our life. We're not really as surrendered, as committed, as we need to be in order to grow. But if we find our part and we surrender. So that morning I got up and I had just talked myself out of it. I'm not going, though I felt to go, I sensed to go. And then I got thinking about crucifying the flesh for the affections and lusts. And I thought, you know, that's what that verse means. It means the flesh says no, but God said yes. So crucify the flesh and go on. Well, I had to say it two or three times. I said, listen here, Becky. I talked to myself. Don't know if you talk to yourself. I said, listen here. We're going to crucify the flesh. You sense in the spirit to go, and you're going. You crucify the flesh. That's a powerful verse that's in there, crucify the flesh. Flesh says, I don't feel like it. I don't want to. You can't do that to me. I don't know who you think you are. I've had enough of this. It speaks its mind, says its peace, commands, commandeers, and makes Vast mistakes. The Old Testament says, the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. The more you say, the more likely you are to make a mistake.